Hello and welcome to the Many Ways to Home podcast. I'm your host, Haley Catan, and today we will have a discussion about homelessness. With me are two experts on the topic, Dina K. Bano, our rep from the City of Abbotsford, and Dr. Sherry Enns, our rep from the University of the Fraser Valley. Since 2015, Dina has been the Housing and Homelessness Coordinator for the City of Abbotsford. She oversees the city's homelessness and housing division, including project administration of the research, design, and implementation of a community-wide homelessness prevention and response system. Sherry is a registered urban planner and experienced educator. She has worked on local projects related to homelessness and affordable housing, as well as child and youth policy. First, we have to discuss the name. What is the meaning behind Many Ways to Home, and who is this course for?
I'm so glad today that, Sherry, you and I are in the same conversation, because I feel that the origin of the Many Ways Home started with all of the precursor work in the community that emerged into the Abbotsford Homelessness Task Force work. And those recommendations then helped to inform the Homelessness in Abbotsford Action Plan that was adopted by Council in fall of 2014. And that much of this work was stewarded by you, Sherry. From that process, when the grant application was submitted as part of that to develop a coordinated intake and referral system in Abbotsford, that's when my work began. And we ensured that we did that work collaboratively with agencies and stakeholders and people with lived and living experience of homelessness and vulnerability to develop and co-design a coordinated access system for individuals and families to receive the housing, health, and income and community integration supports that they required. So that's why we see that it's not just one pathway to home, but there's many ways to home. And home is not just a house. It's everything else that is required for families and individuals to feel supported, sustained, to create stability in their lives, and most importantly, to thrive. So really, I think that's what Many Ways to Home means.
Thank you, Dina. And really, the goal of the course was community learning within Abbotsford and beyond Abbotsford. How do we leverage the knowledge and understanding, the wisdom that has been gained through the work that Dina and all those working with her have been involved in, all the community agencies and every other person that is really a critical element to addressing homelessness within Abbotsford. But as an educator, for me, I just kept wondering if there was a way to take this knowledge and make it or help shape it. And Haley's been working with me now, put it in a format that's really quite simple, quite quick, if you will, that a person in the community, a business owner, a student, someone who just wants to understand more, someone that works with city or police, could go through and really walk away with a broader understanding of the right to housing and what adequate and accessible housing actually means. And what is the whole range of responses that are already happening, but perhaps find a place for their own individual response in the midst of taking and learning further about homelessness within Abbotsford. So that is the goal or the idea behind the course. And again, thank you for the opportunity, Dina and Haley, for the work you've put in this past month or so as well.
Yeah, I agree. Such shared and leveraged learnings to come. And as we activate the Abbotsford Homelessness Prevention and Response System, it is a community-informed, invested, and mobilized approach. So there's many opportunities for multiple people and organizations, businesses, faith groups, community organizations, nonprofits, residents, individuals who care to come together to mobilize that response approach in a caring and respectful manner for individuals. So important to remember that homelessness and vulnerability is an experience. It's not a fixed identity. So those pathways to home are a way to support people to reach their full potential, a potential that they've identified for themselves. So thank you so much, Sherry and Haley, for supporting access to this course, because this creates those spaces for dialogue to help to continually inform our collective response moving forward.
I do want to say that in the origins of the course, those with lived and living experience were involved in not just reviewing the content, but through the series of videos that were produced. And so otherwise I'd be really off base for us to be sitting here talking in our homes thinking about this course without acknowledging that their voice is also integrated into the content.
Absolutely. Centered into the course is integral. And that was also a thread through the Abbotsford Stories Project as well for the videos. So thank you for ensuring that that has been an integral part of this course.
And my last question is, after all that's happened and still happening, how has homelessness been affected by COVID-19?
There definitely have been COVID impacts. And I know Abbotsford is not alone in experiencing this. This is nationwide and global wide as we're seeing it, its effects and impacts everywhere. Specifically to Abbotsford, we're seeing food security is an incredible issue. Increase in domestic and intimate partner violence, lack of access to essential needs. So this is where many of our efforts, now that we're Hub of the Fraser Valley Community Entity through the Service Canada funding that we're able to receive, we have worked very closely with our frontline agencies and organizations to deeply understand what it is that they need in order to respond to the issues and needs of the families and individuals. Also ensuring that the voices of the families and individuals were central in the decision-making. So I can say, for just a quick example of how we've been able to share and leverage and maximize these funding dollars, is by understanding that food security was a critical need, Archway Food Bank mobilized rapidly, satellite food bank access and volunteer drivers to ensure hampers were delivered. In addition to that, through funding that was received through our community entity and additional funding dollars that we were able to secure through grants, that was coupled with funding through Salvation Army to support Abbotsford School District and dispersing food to over 500 families who depend on food security through the school district system. So these needs are still continuing, but we're hoping that wave one taught us how to not only focus on the emergency needs, but to scale up some of the infrastructure that we require to continue to respond to food security in a meaningful and significant way. So we've also started to invest in increasing access to commercial kitchens, for example, in the community. So COVID has both presented a magnitude of challenges, but also opportunity to delve in deep into the issues of equity, access, and the community infrastructure that's required at appropriate levels to respond to the needs in our community.
And I think it's important here to recognize that there, as a instructor, professor at University of the Fraser Valley, there's many students that have also been challenged with respect to their housing, international and domestic students. And if anything, COVID-19 has put us all a little bit closer to understanding the crisis that people on a regular basis are experiencing. A recent book titled Democracy of Suffering indicates perhaps that one element out of this comes greater empathy and a greater force or push to not only just respond to the challenges around, but to think actively about new solutions and innovation as well. And that, I believe, is where the university is well placed in terms of that innovation and mobilizing youth to respond in new and exciting ways to the current challenges that COVID-19 has exacerbated and really unveiled for us at this time.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. The students that bring the voice forward, that multiple perspectives matter, that vulnerability comes in many forms, but also strengthen democracy and equity. I really like the way you phrased that, Sherry, that it's bringing empathy forward. And so I really hope that at the outcome of this course, of multiple people engaging in the Many Ways Home course, that that is one of the outcomes, that there are those conversations around what empathy and care is and how that opens the doors to equity and inclusion. And housing and other essential parts of life as a right.
Well, thank you too for taking time out of your busy schedules to talk to me today. We hope that you as the listener will look further to engage with the issue of homelessness in the Many Ways to Home course.